Name My Delights and Experience My Delights. Name My Delights and Experience My Delights. What could be more wonderful than that? To name my delights and experience my delights. If I would go around all of my life and watching for, naming, experiencing my delights, what a wonderful life I would live. And what a wonderful life I do live, because I do just that. I go around my life experiencing delight. I experience delight in everything I do, in every thought I think, in every action I take, in every way that I do it. Why do I do that? Well, I'll use this illustration of my cat again. Jeannie, my black cat, has hair, fur, that's so gentle, that's so soft, that's so feathery, that's so downy, that it's a delight to touch. And every time I reach out and stroke Jeannie and pet her and love her, I feel that lovely fur. And it makes me feel gentle all over. It makes me feel lovely. It makes me feel sensitive. It makes me feel caring all over. And I am in pure delight. Really, really. When I stroke Rex, when I pet Rex, my dog, and I feel pure delight. Now, his fur is not so downy like Jeannie's is, but his fur is different. His fur sort of wiggles up from the inside. The minute I touch him, he just goes, oh, that's so wonderful, that's so wonderful. And, of course, that's his delight. Now, I name my delights and experience my delights. I call everything that I go through in my world a delight. I look at my body and I say, you are a delight to me. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, and I'm 25, and I'm wonderful, and I feel fantastic. And whenever I say that, my body says, oh, I like that, I like that. I feel so good when you say that. I feel so wonderful. I feel so delightful when you say that. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Wow, what a lovely thing to say about yourself, to always say about yourself, to know about yourself, and to experience about yourself, and to love about yourself, because that's what life is all about. Life is all about feeling delightful, feeling, ooh, like Rex does, and like Jeannie does. I stroke Jeannie and she raises her back and she says, keep it up, keep it up. Well, you're the one that's giving me the good feeling because your fur is so beautiful. Your fur is so gentle, so loving. And yes, everyone in the world can be like Jeannie and Rex. Everyone in the world I look at and I see a delight in them. I see their gentle fur. I see their, oh, I like you. I see their attitude, and now Jeannie is purring up a storm, laying in my arms. Now, name my delights and experience my delights. I talk with Ellen in the morning, and I say, good morning, Ellen. You're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. Every organ, action, function of your body is perfect, and you are a super lady, you're a super lady. And Ellen just sort of, that's so nice, do it again. Keep it up, don't ever stop. And I'm just the outer reflection of what's going on inside of her. I am the outer reflection of what's going on inside of everybody, because if I feel so good, feel so delightful whenever I look at anybody, it's because I am delightful in myself. Because I am happy in myself, because I am thrilled in myself, because I am so peaceful and so delighted in myself. Now, that's all it takes. That's all it takes and that's all it is to be delightful in oneself. So when I'm delightful in myself, I see delightful things everywhere. I see everything fantastic. Now, I'm sitting here talking with you, and Jeannie, my cat, is sitting on my desk, sitting on my keyboard here, and I'm holding my hand still, and I'm sort of blocking her so she doesn't step on my keys and type things I don't want to type. So she takes her head, and she snuggles it around my hand. And she looks around my hand, and she touches my hand, and she feels my hand, and she loves my hand. And then she just sort of snuggles it against me again. How could you ever be unhappy with a cat like that? How could you ever be unhappy? She gets on top of my monitor, and her legs hang down, and her tail hangs down, and I can't see my monitor. I only see portions of it. So I take her tail and tuck it over the other side. I lift her legs and put it up on top. And pretty soon she gets a message, and she sits up there with her legs up and her tail up. And then a few moments later, it's back again the way it was. Well, I say, okay, off you go. And I push her off the top of the monitor, and she falls back into her little bed. And then she stays there for a while, and I can see perfectly. And I'm right in the middle of writing something glorious and beautiful, and up on top of the monitor she is again. Now, am I going to be frustrated by that? Am I going to be irritated by that? Not at all. I will just pick her up and throw her onto the couch. And I throw her with love, and I throw her with joy, and she comes right back because she says, this is a game. But if I were to throw her with anger or unhappiness, then she wouldn't be happy and I wouldn't be happy. And I am always happy. My cat, my dog, my friends, my world is always happy, always delightful. But it's always delightful because I am delightful. I am the one who sets the course. I am the one who says and names everything. Now, do you name everything in your life delightful? It takes practice. It takes practice. I sit down at the breakfast table, and I would get up and get everything myself, but Ellen wants to serve the breakfast table. She wants to prepare the breakfast table. She says, that's my privilege, and that's my joy. And I say, well, I need a glass of water. Okay. I need some butter for the bread. Okay. Uh-oh. I got two butters here. One's out of the refrigerator, and it's kind of hard, and the other is setting out here nice and soft so you can butter it. Thank you. Oh, I'm so delighted. She thought of the butter being soft so I could spread it on my bread easily and nicely. What a wonderful lady. What a wonderful person I create here. And the day just goes on and on like that. With every single thing I do, I name my delights and I experience my delights. Now, yes, there are little things, but they're the little things that makes the world go round. They're the little things that make the world go round, and that's so wonderful because that's my world, and that's my world going around, and that's my world enjoying itself and being happy. That's my world telling me that, hey, you do everything right, Herb. You're always delighting in everything. You're delighting in the house. You're delighting in whatever is being done. Now, yesterday, Ellen had Mandy, our handy lady, give her a hand at the embassy where Ellen lives. And it's a big three-bedroom house with big living room, dining room, kitchen, and big area for breakfast room, and a big office that she works in, and her secondary office where she meditates, and all of the windows and all of the doors and all the carpets. And Mandy did a fantastic job for Ellen, very dedicated and very sincere, covering all the bases. And Ellen came back at lunch and said, Mandy is so wonderful. Mandy, Ellen, she's your reflection. You're wonderful, and she's wonderful. Has Mandy ever come here that she's not been wonderful? No. Has Mandy ever appeared in your life when she was not wonderful? Nope. Do you name your delights, and do you experience your delights? Yeah, I do. Are you always going to name your delights and experience your delights, Ellen? Always? Yes, I do. Why do you do it, Ellen? Why? Why? Why do you name your delights and why do you experience your delights? I love it. Ellen says, I love it. And I will always live that way because that's who I am and that's what life is all about. And I said, Ellen, you are so right. Everybody in my world finds life just like that. Sylvia loves to go to her special cottage and live there, and in her pure delight, she finds everything she does there a delight. She goes in town at her own will. She comes back at her will. She drives around in her car when she chooses to. She does everything she wants to do. And she lives in a world where she is only in charge. And if she makes a mistake, it's hers. But she doesn't make mistakes. All she does is do beautiful, wonderful things and lives a beautiful, wonderful life. As you and I live a beautiful, wonderful life when we name our delights and we experience our delights. It's all a matter of choice. All a matter of decision of what is it that makes you happy, me happy. Right at the moment, I have a rain falling outside. The hummingbird is at his little feeder outside my window. The breeze is blowing the pine trees and the other trees around a little bit. Not heavily, just a little. The sky is filled with a deep fog, and a rainy fog, and it says, it's a lovely, quiet, peaceful, delightful morning, and I experience delight in it. In everything I do, I experience delight, because I am delight. And Jeannie, she keeps shoving her face into my hands and kissing my hand and saying, I delight in you, Herb, because you delight in me. Your hand touches me so gently, so softly, so caringly, so lovingly, that you are the delight of my life. And Rex comes over and says, hey, Dad, don't forget me. I'm the delight of your life. And I got a lovely note from my son the other day, and it said, you know, Dad, you taught me to be happy. You taught me to find joy and peace and harmony and love in life, just like you do under all circumstances. And you know, Dad, you're a good teacher. Thank you. What more delight could I ever have than my whole family delights when I experience delight? So I'm experiencing delight all the time because that's what makes the world go round. And that's what makes me go around. That's what makes me happy all the time. That's what makes me happy and delighted and fulfilled. Name my delight and experience my delight. Jeannie just knocked over the holder for the recorder here. You're such a busy kitty, aren't you? My goodness sakes. And with that, we'll say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And that's Rex chewing on his bone.